This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. History has been made. For the first time ever, a film has made over $1 billion at the global box office after its first weekend in theaters. So congrats to Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame. The film had overwhelming critical and audience acclaim and the same release date in every theatrical market around the world except Russia. But what do they know? Screw Russia. Wow, Cardi B sure loves a good nip tuck. The rapper previously admitted to getting illegal butt injections in a Queens basement. Now she's owning up to plastic surgery on her breasts, which she got after giving birth to daughter Culture last summer. I just got my boobs redone, she revealed, adding, yeah, my daughter effed me up. Thanks, Cardi, for keeping us abreast of your changes. Brrr. The Long Night, the Battle of Winterfell episode of Game of Thrones, was the longest episode of the hit HBO show ever, clocking in at 82 minutes. It was also the second most watched episode, with 12 million viewers tuning in live. The episode also received a ton of complaints because it was too dark. Maybe director Miguel Sapochnik should be eaten by a dragon. Pete Davidson left a show he had scheduled at the Stress Factory Comedy Club in Connecticut after he was disrespected by the owner, Vinny Brand, who made an unnecessary joke about Pete's poor dating choices. The Saturday Night Live star, 25, took to Instagram later that night to send an apology to those in attendance. Yeah, looks like he's handling things so much better now. Empire has been renewed for a sixth season, though likely without Jussie Smollett. Fox issued a statement which said, by mutual agreement, the studio has negotiated an extension to Jussie Smollett's option for season 6, but at this time there are no plans for the character of Jamal to return to Empire. The criminal charges were dropped in March and Smollett has maintained his innocence. Guilty! Game shows love nothing more than a big headline-making champion to juice ratings, and Jeopardy is no exception. James Holzhauer, the 34-year-old from Las Vegas, is 18 days into a winning streak that set records for the speed with which he's amassed 1.3 million, second only to all-time champ Ken Jennings. But can Jeopardy afford this and Alex Trebek? There will be no fourth season for Netflix's dark comedy series Santa Clarita Diet, as the network has canceled the series starring Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant. The news comes almost a month after the release of the show's third season. It joins the trash heap along with the recently canceled One Day at a Time. Yep, looks like it's time for some day drinking for the cast and crew. Things are getting better for Britney Spears, as she appeared happy and healthy when she went to a tanning salon near her home in Thousand Oaks, California. A source said, quote, Britney's happy to be home. She's looking forward to keeping her stress level as low as possible and to just relax, unquote. You know, she was recently in a mental health facility after her father became ill. Geez, what's she gonna do if he dies? Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran celebrated her 70th birthday over the weekend by hosting her own funeral. The entrepreneur posted a photo showing her lying in a coffin in a red dress. Next to her was a cardboard cutout of Barbara dressed as a nun. Meanwhile, flowers lined the top of the coffin, accompanied by floral arrangements. Barbara, you're so friggin' weird. Cardi B's husband, Offset, has reunited with his estranged father after 23 years apart. The Migos rapper posted an emotional video to Instagram of the two tearing up and embracing, saying, dreams do come true. Haven't seen my father in 23 years. The past is the past and the present is all we have. We so much alike, it's scary. Ah, yeah, it is. Pink says about her relationship with her husband, quote, "Carrie and I have been in couples counseling almost our entire 17 years that we've been together," unquote. The pair, who have two kids, just celebrated their 13th wedding anniversary. In 2008, they announced their separation, which fueled her breakup album, Funhouse, but they reconciled the following year. Yep, thank you, shrinks! The Queer Eye Make Betters aren't just for humans. In recognition of National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day, the Fab Five went to New York to work their makeover magic on a 3-year-old shelter dog named Lacey. Their goal for this makeover was to find Lacey a forever home. They groomed and gave her plenty of chic accessories and goodies, and she was adopted last week. How gay! Megan Fox is finally making her reconciliation with Brian Austin Green official and filing to dismiss their divorce case. Yep. She originally filed for divorce in August of 2015 after 5 years of marriage and cited irreconcilable differences. The two stars have 3 kids together. Ah, a happy ending. Not that kind. The on-again, off-again relationship between Michael Jackson and the Gardner Street Elementary School in Hollywood is still on, although perhaps more tenuously so than at the height of the pop star's popularity. Parents and staff members have voted to retain Jackson's name on the school's auditorium. Really? Maybe they should change it to the Michael Jackson Diddler Auditorium. The Trash Bin. Tom Arnold's estranged wife is laying out why her marriage ended with the actor, and she's claiming his ongoing drug addiction, mixed with a fixation on President Donald Trump, was a recipe for disaster. Ashley Grousman says Tom's behavior in the months leading up to their separation last year had been increasingly erratic. I'll say he's erratic. Can you say whack job?
The news wrap-up.
Alphabet had its worst day since 2012 after Google's slowing ad revenue worried investors. Apple's cash hoard now stands at $225.4 billion. A new study says that 77% of firms don't have adequate cyber protection. Instagram may stop showing how many people like each post. I don't like that. Or maybe I do.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avengers Endgame continues to rack up big numbers at the box office.
The number one album.
Christian act Hillsong United enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Big surprise, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
The Mueller Report from the Washington Post is the number one nonfiction book.
The new Taylor Swift track, Me, went off like a rocket, and Brendon Urie is definitely feeling the impact. In a social media post, the Panic at the Disco frontman thanked Taylor for the awesome opportunity to spend time in her world. Honestly, he feels pretty much how the rest of us would if Taylor tapped us for a new single. Brendon said, quote, "Wait, this really happened? Like, for real? Well, I can't begin to describe how incredible it has been to work on this song and video. So I'm going to simply say, thank you, Taylor Swift, for allowing me to be a part of your beautiful story. So much effing love and respect. Hashtag me," unquote. Here's Taylor Swift featuring the very excited Brendon Urie with the song of the week, Me.
I know that I'm a handful, baby. I never think before I jump, and you're the kind of guy the ladies want. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. I know that I went psycho on the phone. I never leave well enough alone, and trouble's gonna follow where I go. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. But one of these things is not like the others, like a rainbow with all of the colors. Baby doll, when it comes to a lover, I promise that you'll never find another like me.
That was Taylor Swift featuring Brendon Urie with the Song of the Week. me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.